Katie Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. An explosion in southern Gaza has killed 8 Israeli soldiers, according to the Israeli military. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Only one of the dead troops has been identified by the army so far. No further information was immediately available on Saturday. The deaths will likely fuel calls for a ceasefire and heighten Israeli public anger over ultra-Orthodox exemptions from the military. Months of ceasefire negotiations have failed to find common ground between Israel and Hamas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Wednesday Hamas had proposed changes to a U.S.-backed plan. Blinken said that some of the changes were workable and some not, without elaborating. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
World leaders gathered at a Swiss mountain resort to try to build support for Ukraine's peace proposals. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said on Saturday, Russian President Vladimir Putin, quote, made a mistake not attending the Ukrainian peace summit.
And here we are today with half of the UN at a leaders level in many cases of many countries. And he is preparing for a state visit to North Korea. So this is your story.
Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen said peace can only be found with, quote, two partners, while the president of Slovenia, Natasha Pirc-Musar, said the next conference, quote, should definitely not be without Russia.
We have to talk to the enemy. We cannot negotiate peace between like-minded countries. So that's the next step I think that most of us would like to achieve here.
More than 90 countries are taking part, but China's absence in particular has dimmed hopes that the summit would show Russia as globally isolated, while recent military reverses have put Kyiv on the back foot. For additional stories, visit